You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Woo! Hello, 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 everybody. Not that again. Let's start over. Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing. And if you're just tuning in, podcast or on YouTube, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And before I introduce my lovely panel of co-hosts, minus one today, I just want to remind you guys to check out iTunes, tell your friends, rate us, make comments. You could subscribe for absolutely nothing at all. And we really love your feedback. We also like your feedback on YouTube. So, and also call in. You can call in at 424-256-1729. We would love to chat with you while we are here dishing about your favorite reality TV family. So without further ado, across from me, I have
Adria Theoritis. You guys can tweet me and follow me at Adria Theo.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn. You can follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN.
Word.
And I'm tweeting right now.
And
sorry,
Susan's tweeting right now. And of course, I'm Deanna Vaughn. You guys can tweet me at GoToGirlTV. And you can find me at GoToGirlTV.com. And I'm sitting alone on this side of the table today because Pamela was busy, so she couldn't make it to see us today. But I think we'll be able to hold it down. And we also have another.
We have a little friend running around.
We have a little friend running around. You guys can't see, but I brought my dog in today, and he's super cute. His name is Jax. Maybe
Jax.
I'll let you see him.
I
see,
know. He, we
his,
love
his little head.
He's so
up.
Cute.
All right. So on to the family that plays together. The first thing I have to say about this episode, you ready, is, Now, you guys all know that I'm referring to Chris's
grunting.
Her grunting when she plays her favorite sport of tennis.
Right.
Now, I will say I really like the fact that tennis was something that they used to, you know, brought them together as a family back in the day, and she was trying to revive that. And I think this was a nice little light-hearted, you know, episode
yeah.
where we were seeing like a funner side. We're
right.
seeing the family together because we've seen some serious stuff up to this point. So how do you guys feel about the,
I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, obviously she doesn't do it purposely, you know? I mean,
no.
she's
like, I'm breathing.
Yeah,
right.
And it was just funny when they put Rob on the phone. He's like, what is going on there?
And Courtney's like, no, it's live.
You want to hear mom having sex? No.
See, this is the Kardashians that I love.
Yeah.
You know, when I see them interact just as a family, mm-hmm.
like no
like bullshit. Like, no
storyline.
Right.
Just, you know, just a regular day playing some tennis, you know?
Well, because you know what? I think what's great about it is it seems like it's a little bit more organic as it can be for
right.
reality TV. But I also think it's as if they've forgotten that there's cameras on them.
Right.
So they're just being themselves. They're having
no
fun.
No glitz and glamour.
Exactly.
Well, a little glamour.
Well, you
a little
know,
glitz.
They still have full face.
Of course.
They still give full face. You have to give full
yes.
face on TV. But I liked seeing that side of
so,
it,
yeah,
you know?
I really like that side.
And then we see where the kids are starting to make a little bit of fun, you know.
Jenner is pretty sensitive.
She is.
She's really sensitive.
And that's actually
she
surprising.
Got, when she threw the racket, she like
she
threw a temper tantrum.
I know.
Yeah. And yeah. went into the bar and was like, I'm done. Like, the, you know, tennis used to be, you know, something that brought back memories for me. And now it's just, kind of like torture. Like, I don't even want to do it anymore with my kids. My kids ruined it for me.
But it's hilarious. I mean, it's not like they set her tennis court on fire or anything. It was just like, ha,
she could have just laughed alone.
You know, I think her anger was coming from the fact that they ride her so much about being so busy. Like, last week we saw where she couldn't put the freaking phone down at family dinner.
Right.
So they ride her so much about spending time with the family, putting the phone away. And I think the one moment where we see her trying to do this, they go and make fun of her.
Right. But, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, then you're in the wrong business.
I agree.
You know, I mean, just who cares?
I agree.
I mean, it's not like she farted and everyone's like playing it on national TV. It's a freaking little orgasmic grunt, you know?
I think editing would have got, you know, they would have taken care of that.
Or it's not like, you know, she didn't wear any panties underneath her tennis skirt and they were blasting her for that. Or were they?
I know, right? And now, can we talk about the Chanel tennis racket and the Chanel
and the balls?
Tennis balls?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh my God, these are Chanel tennis balls.
WTF, that's what I'm going to say.
If you can afford it, why not? You know, Chanel comes out with snowboards, tennis gear.
Damn.
I mean, yes.
How much do we think that tennis racket costs?
Probably.
Can we all wager a guess?
A thousand.
Probably thousands. I'm going to say like around between three and five. That would be my guess.
Maybe actually.
Do we have any guesses back there in the booth? Yeah. Somebody look that up. Let's look up
because
how much
you got
a Chanel.
The racket, you got the case, and you got the balls.
Right. Like,
and she got a few balls.
Oh wait. Okay.
And don't forget, we know that Chris loves anything with balls.
Exactly.
Because she really made it be known that she loves,
and I'm sure there was
ball.
A custom maybe K on there, like their tennis rackets that she
I'm
bought
sure.
the store had K's on them. So I'm sure Kim probably
talk
added
about like
monogram
for the person who has everything,
right?
Freaking Chanel racket.
All right, let's see how much this is.
Yeah. All right. Do we have a number yet?
No, you guys. I still have 3G. I'm sorry.
All right, well, while you are looking up the price of a Chanel tennis racket, I'm going to talk to all you AfterBuzzers about Amazon.com because I'm sure you could probably go on Amazon to buy your own custom tennis racket or tennis balls or whatever floats your boat. But what we're asking you to do is if you are already purchasing things, fun stuff on Amazon, for you to go into AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon affiliate banner and you make your purchases that way. And what happens is, after Buzz, we get a little kickback, and it helps pay for the lights and the cameras, and it helps pay for these fantastic earpieces we have on our head. It just it helps keep everything going, and we really appreciate it. And
we really appreciate
it. And you know, it helps us bring you more shows and bring more fun stuff to you. So don't forget Amazon affiliate program on AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, so
did we get a number?
I couldn't find the number, but they do also make a surfboard, a basketball,
Jesus. A basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So something that you're just literally just going to get dirty, throw through a hoop, but
think,
it's got two
think,
C's on it.
I mean, they're supposed to just be
it's black too.
I mean,
football.
Don't get me wrong. I worked in fashion for over 10 years. So
a hard hat.
So
oh,
I'm
no.
all
what
about
is it?
Designer.
Is
this
oh,
right?
golf.
Jeez.
Golfing.
Yeah, golf. And isn't this like that?
Horse polo.
Horses.
Do that one more time, huh?
Because that's what that thing is.
Yeah.
Polo.
And
then
the hat is
like,
horse polo. Yeah, golf clubs.
Oh, there's the racket.
Oh, a raft.
Oh my God. Does somebody want to call in or tweet us and let us know? Like, what do you think about consumption like that? Well, that's a whole nother topic of conversation. But moving on, let's talk about Brandon Jenner. Like, we're seeing a little bit more of him. Mm-hmm. We saw him in, two episodes ago playing a practical joke.
And he just
on
got
Bruce.
Married, I think,
he just
two
got
weeks
married,
ago. So,
2 weeks in Hawaii. But what we didn't know about Brandon is that him and
musician.
I guess and his girlfriend, I don't know if his girlfriend.
Wife.
Okay. Well, he's a musician.
Yeah, he's a
the only talented
producer.
One in the family.
Yes. Oh, yes. Did you guys get that?
Yes.
Oh,
that was a little jab. But
it's true, though.
It's true, though.
Yeah,
it's true.
He actually has talent.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, come on. I'm not going to
do it. But you know, the irony in that is that, okay, Bruce, all right, hopefully you guys watched the episode and you know what we're talking about, but Bruce made a comment to Chris saying, Brandon's the only one in the family with real talent. And I think the ironic thing about that is that here they are making millions of dollars on television for a reality show. They get picked up. They've got all these different, brands and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yet the person who's got the real talent in the family we don't even know who he is. We mm-hmm. haven't heard his music. He's not out there.
But I love that about him, that mm-hmm. he's but super you would low
expect,
key.
I mean, would he you doesn't expect want that, a little right? more?
No, he doesn't.
Because he's a Jenner, not a Kardashian.
He's had the opportunity to meet with Babyface and Chris, and he was like, no, mm-hmm. I mean, he knows that he's talented. He knows that his shit is good, and mm-hmm. he's, you know, mm-hmm. he wants to make it the old school way.
Yeah. The real way. Yeah.
But what do you, now, how do you guys feel about Bruce's argument? Bruce brought up the fact that, hey, Chris, you already manage everybody in this whole family in entertainment. Mm-hmm. Now you're working with Babyface. You're mm-hmm. going to do this music management thing. Hello, why not make Brandon your first client?
Well, now that we watched this episode, because in the beginning we were all like,
what a hypocrite.
Right.
But we understand now, because the dynamic would be way too uncomfortable if something went south.
Now that we saw the, you know, everything unfold, yes, it makes sense to me. At the same time, I don't like her initial reaction about it. Mm-hmm. Her initial mm-hmm. reaction was like, well, you know, basically, those are your kids, yeah. you know, and these are my kids. So that was kind of a shock, because here you are, this blended family. You've been a blended family for such a long time. So to separate yourself mm-hmm. like that from your stepkids,
and
I didn't like hearing that.
And such a great, great father figure for the Kardashian children.
He's been in their lives for years.
I think that she should have came out with how she really felt when they were first talking about it. So when they were first talking about it, she was kind of, you know, saying being separate and, you know, saying how she...
Well, honestly, I don't think she honestly knew how she felt about it.
Yeah, I think she was taken off guard.
Right.
Yeah.
I think her initial reaction was legit. I think she was kind of like, no, I have my kids, mm-hmm. my kids' spouses that she's managing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
As she thought about it, she was like, and then it's not like myself and your ex-wife are in the best of...
place, yeah. Place.
Right, and which then, is something that I didn't know until she said it.
Mm-hmm. And then she also mentioned at the very end where, you know, it's like, Brandon, your children and I, we have like a very chill relationship. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to kind of rock the boat in that. And I think further, you know, she let it sit in her head. Then she started to become more rational about mm-hmm. why she kind of initially was like, no, I don't want to do it. But yeah, her first...
And the fact that Brandon agreed with her just...
Well, okay, yeah. That could have ended... Thankfully, it ended okay, because they both met, they felt the same way. But I think initially, like when we were first watching, I was like, damn, like, you know, like, so what's good for your kids isn't good for Bruce's kids.
Right.
Like, that's what kind of bothered me about that whole scenario.
Absolutely.
And Bruce wanted so much, because, you know, we've seen this poor guy, like, nobody listens to him, you know, like, he's the last to know about everything. And so I just kind of felt like, come on, be a little bit more supportive of what his kids are doing.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know how we would ask, you know, privately when we talk, we would always mention, does Bruce ever see his kids? Because we never see his kids on this show. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that Brandon mentioned, like, nothing matters except for you coming to our show and supporting us and loving us and playing it for, like, your family and your friends. And that's all he needs.
So cute.
That's the difference between the Jenner clan and the Kardashian clan.
Because Bruce is such a good dad all around.
He's such a good dad.
Yeah.
He's such a good dad. And I
didn't like how Chris threw that out there, just with the my kids, your kids, and it's different.
Yeah, at first,
she's very business.
I didn't like that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, is it just me, or do you guys feel kind of like they have a lot of disconnect in their relationship?
Her and Bruce?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's just only
what we're seeing. Yeah, I mean, and this is only what we're seeing, what the cameras are allowing us to see.
Exactly.
So it does, you know, make you question, like, okay, what's it like when the cameras are turned off? Mm-hmm. If the cameras are ever
because
turned off.
She's you know, she's just getting started with this, her career, and she's all about the glitz and glamour. And Bruce is not. He's not. He's more of a homebody. I mean, he loves to do things, and, you know, I get it that he has his expensive little driving fast cars or whatnot, but I kind of feel like they have really nothing in common.
No.
They don't really sleep in the same room. And Bruce seems to eat in a different room altogether.
All the time,
by himself. So it's kind of like, what's going on?
I hope she doesn't break Bruce's heart. I love Bruce. Like, I think he's such a good guy. She'll never find anyone like him.
Well,
like, I hope she gets her head screwed back on.
I hope so.
Well, we're going to save a little bit of that when we get to our predictions.
Because I think all the guys
If you guys are interested, I have a general price range of a Chanel.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
please
share, Ben.
Your estimates were a little high.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a lot high.
Oh, really? So
maybe Susan was right.
It's anywhere from, since Chanel doesn't show the price on their website, it is anywhere from $255 to
$380. Oh, that's not bad. Okay. See, I'm getting myself a Chanel.
What did you say? $3,000 to $5,000? Oh, Ben, look what you just created. And you're going to buy it on Amazon.com on the AfterBuzz.com link, right?
Of course.
Fantastic.
I might wear my little Chanel polo cap because I know how to ride a fucking horse.
Thank you, Ben. We appreciate that.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Fun fact of the day.
Fun fact of the day.
Can we move on?
Yes, let's move on to the romance.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Romance,
Scott,
honey.
Scott is hilarious.
Scott is so cute.
He is with the tools, and he was like, oh, so much happened in that part.
I've never gone to spray tan in my life. Wait, no, actually, I lied once. I got it, but I'm
me
a Cali
either.
Girl. I was born and raised in L.A.
I have. Guilty.
Never had a spray tan. For all you guys listening on a podcast, and if you've never seen us before, I say that because I'm black.
She's actually Japanese.
Black girls don't get spray tans. I'm sorry. Continue.
Well, I've actually only gotten one, and I had to because I was living in New York City, and it's the concrete jungle, and there's no sun.
Concrete jungle with...
Oh, sorry. You know, I think we should give you a little singing segment every week. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think
there's nothing you can
just a montage of Deanna singing. Sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean... All right.
Every episode, she has to sing.
I find something to sing about. Continue.
But the before and after spray tan, I think I have to go get one. Yeah.
I think they sprayed some abs on him, too.
Hello, I'm all for that, too.
Well, yeah, he's pretty skinny. He's a skinny guy. But I appreciate Scott because I think we all know that Courtney can be a difficult person in
general.
She made
me really mad.
But now she's pregnant, so she's got hormones, and she's got all this stuff raging through her veins. So I think he really tries to do right by her, and he's so cute. Trying to, you know, because she just wanted to recreate the Titanic. Why can't we have love like Jack and what's the girl's name from Titanic?
Rose.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Why can't we have love like Jack and Rose? And he's just like, honey, it's a movie. They're actors. But I thought that was so cute of
him. I mean, the effort that man went through for her. He loves his girl. He loves him.
She needs to give him a little love.
Yeah. I'm sure she did after.
Well,
I hope.
Yeah,
I hope
which is the whole bathtub thing. Yeah. I mean, she's already pregnant, so what more harm can you do at this point? But I really love them. I do.
Yeah, he's come a long way.
He's come a long way, right?
I don't think anyone liked him.
I mean,
I wanted to
throw my shoe at the TV every time he came on.
And he's come a long way the past few seasons.
Now he's a dad. He's a father. He had to step up. Not only that, but you're a dad. Before, everybody thought that he was a deadbeat. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything. He sat on his ass. He just made money, looking dapper.
Right.
But now you're a daddy. You've got another one on the way. Like, he can't afford to be on TV like as a schmuck messing up with two kids.
He's going to have nothing if he didn't have Courtney.
I wouldn't mind a Courtney and Scott little...
a spinoff?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd ever do that.
Because they're a cute little family.
They are cute, but
She's like, what's that noise?
What's that noise? It's grandma going, oh! Na-na-na-na.
Grandma's being funny. That was so cute when he said that.
He's like,
grandma's
being funny.
I know. Peace. Sorry. I have my moments.
I love it.
But, yeah. No, I don't think they would do a spinoff because out of all the family, sisters especially, she seems to be the one that's just whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing this because I have to. I could live with or without it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that's
She's
what
all
I love about
our family
her.
Now.
Yeah.
But isn't that why we watch reality TV? Because we want them to reveal something.
Of course.
And she just... she reveals just enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I'm addicted
about
to her.
She's smart. Like, she doesn't put her whole life out there like her sisters.
Which is
sisters.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially sex tape.
Kimberly.
Yeah. Kimberly.
Woo! Well, I think it's time for a little commercial. And then we're going to have some nice little juicy news and gossip and all kinds of fun stuff. Maybe we get another song for me. I don't know. But let's hit a commercial.
Hey guys, so what do you get when three real single ladies are super fans of VH1 Single Ladies? Well, you get the after show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Lauren Turner.
I'm Spicy Maddie, bringing you that fire.
And I'm Fallon Mercedes.
And we're single ladies, so make sure you watch us on AfterBuzz TV.
We're all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugarte.
Buzz you later!
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Hey, so we're back, and
look who we have.
We've got a new little person on our panel.
We love animals here.
He's got four legs.
Hey, look at his collar.
Jax.
Hi, Jax. Hey,
hi. He's laid back. He's just so like, cute. I'm chill. What's up? You wanna? Okay. Anyway, so we got some nice news and gossip going on. I mean, there's never. There is never a loss of news and gossip when it comes to this family. And let's see here. First up, the sisters were on. You guys watching, Jax? The sisters were on Jimmy Kimmel last Wednesday, right?
Yes.
And it was a little boring. You want to talk about that, Adrian?
I just thought I was just loving Courtney because she was just so cute in her long little maxi dress and her. You know, she was just glowing and being pregnant, and she was just talking, you know, about, you know, her love with Scott and how they're happy the way things are right now. They're also talking about their nail polish line that they came out with.
Mm-hmm. It was for Nicole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny because they didn't seem very prepped on it because Chloe was kind of just saying, you know, I think we already came out with it this season for spring, and then I think we have 8 colors, so I don't really know how involved they are in that. They have so many things going on in their Sears collection, and now their whole new bedding line that they're doing, line.
Licensing, that's what that's called.
But I know that they had a huge wardrobe malfunction before because Kim.
Yes, a leather dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was wearing it on the show, so she had gotten it sewn up.
Mm. Well, I have a problem wearing leather in 120 degrees in LA. Sorry.
Well, you know, she was in an air-conditioned room. That dress on and off.
Curb to curb.
Yeah, that dress was like...
I forget.
Couch to green room, I'm sure. Next piece of gossip. So you guys all know I watched me some Wendy Williams. How you doing? And Wendy had a nice little piece on about Chris Humphries. Mm-hmm. I think we all know that Chris Humphries, he was saying how he doesn't want to date anybody until his, you know,
divorce
is final. Well, some pictures surfaced online.
And, well, she's seen it in real life.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Well, let me quickly go through what I got, and then you're going to give us the real deal. But basically, some pictures surfaced online. It was, a beachy-type scene. There was a girl, like, laying down next to Chris, and when someone questioned him about it, he was just like, I don't know that girl. He didn't claim her at all. But then, digging a little bit deeper, comes to find out, she's been to every, like, she travels with him, they go out. Like, clearly it was his girlfriend, but he wasn't trying to claim her, you know? And also,
still married, so maybe that's
I know, but still, I mean, that hasn't stopped Kim from parading around with, you know, Kim.
But it makes him look better than her.
It does, right. It does. But I was also reading about how, this new girl, whoever she is, whether she's a girlfriend or not, she has to sign a non-disclosure agreement, basically saying how she can be sued if she, like, shares pictures, tweets, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure she's got some dirt on him.
Yeah.
Now, you tell us the real deal, because I know you were...
It was like in April, so it was a few months ago, and I just saw him out with this little girl.
A little Asian girl.
Yeah.
It was me. Breaking news.
And it definitely looked like they were like holding hands. I don't know. They just looked like they were together.
Where'd you see him? Is this in Boston?
It was just out in Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think things for him are starting to unravel because I know he's trying to be the bigger person, and I'm not gonna, you know, play Kim's game and do all that kind of stuff. But like, you've been caught, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, you're busted.
Her punked premiere. Her punked episode.
So disappointing.
She is disappointing.
I thought she's so, like, serious about things, and you think that she would have had a better reaction and Ashton would have gotten her, like, all riled up, and she just was so calm and was so distracted. She was on her phone the whole time.
Right.
So she wasn't even paying attention. They had to redo a scene. They did it, like, a bunch of times, like, Scott and the guy trying to take a picture in front of the car.
Uh-huh.
On her phone the whole time. She had no idea. So the guy just went over and tapped on the window. He was like, forget it. She's not even looking. Just go tap on the window. Like,
oh, God.
It just was a bust.
Wow.
She should stick to making
Making what? We don't know exactly because there's no talent there. I'm sorry.
Sex tapes.
Moving on. So apparently Kimye, which you guys can talk about whether or not you think this is true. I happen to think this is a bunch of BS just to sell some newspapers. But Kim apparently or allegedly purchased a $750,000 Lamborghini for Kanye West's 35th birthday.
I mean, well, she has a Ferrari, so why wouldn't...
I believe it.
Who is buying somebody a $750,000 car?
She thinks she's maybe J-Lo status now, you know, but be buying Bentleys and Lamborghinis.
But you know what's tacky about that? She's still married.
Yeah.
She's still married.
Okay, so buying the Lamborghini is tacky, but going around and flaunting that you...
I'm not saying that's not tacky either. I'm just saying,
And having a $2 million wedding on TV is not tacky.
It is. I'm just saying, like, you're buying a man a car. Like, that's a house. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I want to know is that a Twitter picture just popped up with Gwyneth Paltrow because there were Jay-Z and Kanye's concert was
right.
in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce was there, Gwyneth Paltrow was there, and Kelly mm-hmm. Rowland was there. Mm-hmm. Now, Kelly Rowland is really good friends with Lala.
Right.
And mm-hmm. Lala's good friends with Kim. But do you remember the rumor back in the day Jay and Lala had a thing?
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, that was like the rumor back in the day when she kind of first came out on the scene.
When she was on TRL?
I think even before that, maybe.
Oh.
Right mm-hmm. when she kind of came out on TRL.
So is that another reason why Beyonce might not like him?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think Beyonce is the type to like or not like.
I think she doesn't like her because of the way she chooses to present herself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like,
she's
so different.
Media
from,
camera whore. And think about it. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're pretty private.
They're very private.
They're private people, and they're only letting, you know, the public know what they want them to know and when.
Exactly.
Whereas Kim is all out there.
Well, it's, you know? Even with their wedding, it was very private. Everybody wore white because Beyonce's like, I've had my moments so many times because I've been so blessed in my career, mm-hmm. my family, and everything. And she asked all her guests to wear white, and they had a very, very, very low-key, mm-hmm. intimate wedding.
As low-key as you can get for Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It was
pretty low-key, in New York.
It was in New York at their...
Gwynny and Chris Martin were there.
Yeah. Low-key. And, you know, they didn't want to sell their first picture of their baby for $1 million. They could have sold
it
first. So not only that, because that's not their style. They're very, you know, they're humble.
They're very private. So I get why Beyonce would have issue with Kim being around. I do.
Yeah,
I really
sure.
do. It makes sense because she probably feels like, oh gosh, are cameras going to come with it?
Right.
You know, is everything going to be put on blast on E! And in the tabloids because they don't want any part of that.
Right.
So I get it. It makes sense to me. What else? You know, there was a funny quote that Kim said, and whoever caught her saying this, it just makes her look like a fool. Hold, please. I'm going to read it to you. Okay, here's a quote from Kim Kardashian. Here it is. And it's a quote, okay? Not
this
my words.
This is on Twitter, or where was it? She just said it?
It's a la Perez Hilton. Thank you, Perez. Shout, shout, and you look great with the new weight off. Anyway, all right, so I've kind of tried to adjust my life to have a little more private life. My life is very public, and so I get that. But if you can choose to have a little bit of a private life, I would choose that over other things now where I probably wouldn't have before. What the fuck?
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't even understand what that means.
But I love how you read it.
I couldn't
it,
even follow
read it.
It
just how she would say it.
What does that mean? I have no idea what that means.
I think what she's saying is that
she's running in circles.
I don't know. It was weird. And we also know that Kim, she's a new guest star on the Lifetime show Drop Dead Diva.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she was being an actual diva, you know, behind the scenes, backstage. And I'm not really 100% sure if this is a recurring role.
She's not a diva. A diva is not because a stylist dresses you in the mm-hmm. latest fashion. Diva is all about attitude and knowing
True.
It. And she...
Yeah. She's kind of a shy girl from what we've seen so far. So that's all I got for news and gossip.
Juicy stuff.
You guys got anything else you want to share? Anything?
Well, I'm trying to get Rob Kardashian over here.
Yes.
Yay.
So come on, Rob.
Cross your fingers for
come
us.
Come on, you can sit right
No, he can sit right here.
You can
honey.
Sit right. I'll sing in your ear.
Sure he's not going to. He's not going to want that.
Yes. Rob, come on. All right. Well, we're working on that.
Yes,
we're also working on some other fun guests. So stay tuned. And hopefully hopefully they'll be able to make it in the studio, all of our fun new guests.
And predictions?
Yes,
I'm so excited for
predictions.
Looks scandalous.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Okay.
Predictions.
So predictions for next week. It looks really juicy.
What?
Apparently, from her memoir, looks like Chris runs into the guy that she cheated on Robert Kardashian with like eons ago,
and thinks he looked really good,
and she thought he looked real good. So, do we think Bruce needs to be concerned?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because it doesn't seem like their relationship's strong enough. Yeah. And I just don't want her to break his heart. Like
the thing is, it's this. You know, as human beings, sometimes we're just on to the next. It just happens. You know, we just kind of go different ways. But I don't know what's going on between them. I really don't.
I definitely think there's something that we're not seeing, you know.
And I mean, I just have to say, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Really? You think that way? You don't think someone, well, first of all, do you believe in forgiveness?
Because
that's a big part of, you know.
I don't know. Okay, maybe.
Have you been like really like
that? I kind of do.
You feel like that. You think once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yeah.
You feel the same way?
I think there's exceptions to different situations. Mm-hmm. I think that if someone's willing to let the situation go, then they can really forgive. You can't just say, you know, there's going to be tension in that relationship if you don't really trust them anymore.
Right.
And you have to really let the situation go and really assess it. So that's why I think it's a situational thing. Mm-hmm. And with Chris, I don't know. She's in the limelight. She seems like her and Bruce never spend time together.
Yeah.
They need to work on that.
They do. Yeah. They do.
That's
they
huge.
Do. Yeah, they do. I'm not sure about once a cheater, always a cheater, but I do know of a certain cheater who will remain nameless who can burn an HE double hockey stick. you know who you are if you're listening or watching. Anyway,
I have one of those too.
I think we all do.
Yeah, we all do.
Actually, I'm not even speaking on my behalf. I'm speaking on someone else's behalf. So,
well, thank you for speaking on my behalf.
Okay, well, thanks for shutting it out.
Die.
All right, you guys doing anything fun? You have anything to promote or talk about that you want to share with the AfterBuzz family?
I have a lot of things going on this week.
Okay.
I don't know necessarily if I want to share, I have a lot going on. I'm getting my hair cut.
Oh, that's so much going on, Susan Hahn. She's getting a haircut.
Nothing with just auditioning a lot these days.
Yeah, I hear you. Word, your mother.
And please follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn.
Are we getting kicked out?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. I don't know. Keep going.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you, everyone. You guys can tweet me at Adria Theo. I'm going to be down in San Diego this weekend. I'm volunteering for the Emmys at the silent auction. So if I have time to go into the show after, I'll be sure to give you some updates.
Awesome. Fancy.
Yeah.
You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's at G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. Or you can find me at GoToGirlTV.com. And I'm going to
really quickly.
Yeah.
Courtney's going to have her baby any day now. Do you think it's going to start with an M or a K?
The name?
Yeah.
Mason? I think it's going to start with an M.
Yeah. Because Kim had said, what about Mila or something?
Yeah,
let's go with Mason.
Yeah, I think they're going to continue the tradition with keeping.
The M.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. All right, guys.
Okay,
well, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next Sunday for another interesting recap of Keeping Up the Kardashians. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.